This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On the phone, our first guest, which is who's a fortnightly regular.
Yeah, regular.
Stephen A. Russell. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Hi, Neil. Hi, David.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to join you on the airwaves.
Yeah. we've got to start off by just mentioning how you really slagged Hamilton.
Two weeks ago.
Well, Rowan. Yep. Rowan, our arts gossip, was on last week, and and he was raving about it. And we were going, "Oh, well, we've heard very different reports from Stephen." So I just had to mention that.
People loved Margaret and David because they quite often had a rotten go at each other. You know, there's room in the world for all of it.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. There's no reason why we all should think the same thing, is it?
Exactly. That wouldn't be very clear at all.
No, exactly.
All right, so what's happening in the world of film these days?
Well, it kind of depends where you live right now, David. It's all a bit up and down depending on what state you're in. But I thought I'd start with something that all Australians can get in on, and that is the final day of MQFF Online, the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, has switched to a little mini digital capsule festival, and that's running until midnight tonight. And it's really affordable. You can jump online. There's a whole bunch of movies at $8 a pop or $35 for the lot if you want to do a little mini marathon tonight. But there's some great stuff on there, guys, from 1950s black and white lesbian melodrama Olivia, which was a total game changer. There's a Lagos set homophobia drama Walking with Shadows, which is really beautiful. Political doco XY Chelsea about the US military whistleblower and trans woman Chelsea Manning. And you can also watch the Australian Shorts package. So I'd highly recommend people jumping on that tonight.
Okay, and is it only up until the end of midnight tonight?
Yeah, it's a little baby one, Neil. You know, it started on Friday morning and it finishes tonight.
Yeah, I know so many people through social media who said they've been watching stuff and how much they've enjoyed it. So yeah,
it's
good on that they did it. Yep,
absolutely. And then I think number two, I'm going to go to the King of Staten Island, which is out now pretty much everywhere in Australia apart from Victoria. I think regional cinemas in Victoria have it, but people in Victoria have to wait a little bit longer.
Thanks, Stephen.
Rub it in. Go on.
I know. It's no good. But hey, when you do get to see it, it is the latest dramedy from the director behind Knocked Up and the 40-year-old Virgin, Judd Apatow. And he's co-written it with Saturday Night Live regular and huge grinned and tattooed star Pete Davidson. And it's loosely based on his own life. Unfortunately, he lost his dad, who was a firefighter, on 9/11. And the character he plays in this film, his firefighter dad also died in a fire, not connected to 9/11 here. And it's really about a young 20-something man who's kind of a lost
boy. Yeah, he's lost, isn't he? And his mother's driving his mother crazy, yeah.
Yes. Played by the absolutely fabulous Spider-Man star Marissa Tomei, who's also brilliant in it. And it's really a Shaggy Dog story about him trying to find a purpose in life, but getting a bit lost in a fog of wheat, I have to say.
Yeah.
But look, it's a lot of Judd Apatow films. It's way too long. It's 2.5 hours.
Interesting that you've said that, because couple of reviews that I've seen or read have mentioned, they all mention that he always, they're a good half an hour too long.
Always, without doubt. But look, it's a lot more lived-in feeling than his usual comedies. It's kind of a bit of a slice of a life. And if you just kind of surrender to it and get washed away by its emotional beats, It's really quite beautiful.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he starts looking after these two little kids, and he's at the school with the little girl. Yep. I've seen a preview of it, and the teacher says, who is he? Because he's got all these tattoos and whatever. Who is he? What? Are you sure? Yeah, or are you sure that and the little kid doesn't care less because she knows this guy, and he says, I brainwashed her in the car. She's not going to crack.
I know. Look, it's very cheeky. It's very off kilter. I'm giving it 4 stars, boys. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
But one that we can all watch, if you have Netflix, is Mucho Amor. This is an absolute hoot if you want something like even lighter hearted. And I am surprised that I had never heard of Puerto Rican horoscope superstar astrologer Walter Mercado. And let me tell you, boys, he puts the hip hip hurrah into horoscopes. He's quite a character. The decks and jewels and swishy, cakes. He is this astounding androgynous force of nature. I mean, he's just camp as Christmas unicorns, I have to say. But, it took over Spanish talking TV worldwide. And he also ended up as a regular on a lot of American talk shows like Sally, Jesse, Raphael.
Okay, and what era was this, Stephen?
He started off in, I think, the 60s.
Right, okay.
And he was like a legend on Puerto Rican television. And then slowly but surely, everyone else caught on to this kind of pantomime performance. And look, directors Christina Constantine and Karim Tavish have really championed a true individual here. And it's kind of the film we need right now, because he really champions the message of hope and love, despite having his own legal battles, because there's a whole gold digger angle in here. But it's kind of the burning way of life we need right now. It'll make you laugh and it'll make you cry. And it's a happy way.
Oh, good. And what's it called again?
That is Mucho Amor. And that's 4 stars I'm giving it on Netflix.
Wow. Right. Okay. And is it a subtitle or...
He speaks English. There is certainly Spanish subtitle, English language subtitles of Spanish language, but it's predominantly in the English language.
Okay, because as you said, he became big in America and generally on talk shows and stuff. Okay, something look forward to. Because to be quite honest, that particular streaming service, I very rarely find anything that I'm interested in. Too much trash for me.
There's a lot of trash, but this is good trash.
Yeah, okay. And so is that just new out, is it?
Yeah, it's relatively new. I think it landed about a week or two ago.
Okay. Oh, good.
And there's also a great Australian film going into cinemas again, July 23, unless you happen to live in Victoria. But this one's called Baby Teeth. And it's from an Australian director, Shannon Murphy. Now, she recently did two of the best episodes in the recent season of Killing Eve. And this is her first feature debut. And it stars Little Women and Sharp Objects' Eliza Scanlon, who is a real rising Australian star at the moment, as terminally ill teenager Mila. And she finds love in a hopeless place with the also brilliant rising star Toby Wallace as a drug-addicted 20-something tearaway called Moses. Now, I know so far that this is sounding really heavy, but honestly, I'm not going to lie to you, you will need tissues, but it's a heartfelt ode to young love, rebellion. It's a really quirky coming-of-ager, and it brings out the big guns in Mila's parents, in Ben Mendelsohn and Essie Davis, who have they've got their own mess to deal with as well. But look, I adored this because unlike a lot of cancer dramas, it doesn't lean heavy on sentimentality. It really looks at if you only had so long to live, how would you make the most of that? Yep. And would you play by the rules? No, you wouldn't. You'd go for broke, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's a hard one. Until it happens to you, you don't know how you would handle it.
True. But look, this this shows all of the mess, all of the emotional complexity, but it has, like Mitchell Mitchell and More, it's got hope and love at its heart. Oh. And look, this one, I'd give it 4.5 stars. I thought it was gorgeous.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, it's good to know.
Time to squish in one quick last one.
Go.
You know, I'm just greedy, David. I just try and learn as much as possible. Well, look, there's also, for fashion lovers, an interesting documentary called House of Cardan, which is on limited release again from July 23, unless you're in Victoria. But hopefully a bunch of these films will show up later. And look, it's a zippy doco about the world-conquering fashion guru, Pierre Cardin.
Ah, okay.
Who I don't know if a lot of people know, because the name's a bit of a, you know, it's a red herring, because he's actually an Italian. He was born in Italy. His parents fled when Mussolini was on the rise. And he kind of, you know, started as this really bold, modernity-grabbing 60s fashion hero who really kind of pioneered diverse casting with his models as well. You know, he kind of brought, you know, Japanese models in, he brought African-American models. But some have said he kind of got to a bit of a sellout, like he kind of branded everything from cars to food mixers.
Oh, and well, and also everyone ripped, you know, like there's so many rip-offs of Pierre Cardin, yeah, isn't there? You know, like, yeah, do you know you're ever really getting the true art?
Exactly. You know, and he's sort of like all for it in a way. He's kind of like, well, if I inspired it, then and it becomes global, what's the problem?
Yeah.
It's very formulaic. You know, if you've seen one fashion documentary, you've kind of seen them all, apart from like documentaries like McQueen, which really broke the mold. It's still a breathless adulation from the likes of Jean-Paul Gaultier, Naomi Campbell, Sharon Stone. But look, it looks beautiful. I just wish it had taken the time to actually focus on him a bit more. Like, you know, he went under Vichy in Paris, you know, when the Nazis were in charge, he was so set on getting into haute couture that he went in there and became a you know, volunteer for the Red Cross while also pursuing a fashion career. And that's amazing, and it gets about 2 minutes.
Okay.
He, you know, the bisexuality gets kind of blipped over. It doesn't really go into the criticisms of him either. You know, it's very much a hagiography kind of love-in. But, look, I'm a bit of a sucker for a fashion doco and some pretty clothes, so I'd give it 3.5 anyway.
Okay, right. Well, thanks, yeah, Stephen. So we can't see you at the movies, but we'll hear you talking on the couch in a fortnight's time.
Always a pleasure, even when it's just me and my cat.
All right. Thanks so much, Stephen. We'll speak to you in a fortnight's time. See you. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. And we're
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.